I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israeli tanks were seen massing near the border with Lebanon on Monday as Israeli jets continued striking targets, this time inside the Lebanese capital. Both signs that Israel and Hezbollah are marching closer toward an all-out war, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hezbollah's deputy leader on Monday said the Iranian-backed militia was ready if Israel launched a ground invasion. Naeem Qassem delivered his first public address since an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb last Friday killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Lebanon's health ministry said more than 1,000 Lebanese have been killed and at least 6,000 wounded in the past 2 weeks. The government said a million people, around a fifth of the population, have fled their homes. Israeli forces have dealt multiple blows to Hezbollah in a two-week wave of attacks on targets in Lebanon that has eliminated several commanders. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire across the border since the start of the war in Gaza, which was triggered by the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. Israel rapidly ramped up its attacks on Hezbollah 2 weeks ago, killing much of the group's leadership.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Pentagon says it's sending a few thousand additional U.S. troops to the Middle East to bolster security and to defend Israel if necessary. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told reporters Monday the increased presence will come from multiple fighter jet squadrons. The jets are not there to assist in an evacuation, Singh said. Quote, they are there for the protection of U.S. forces. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said he will soon travel to the South for a firsthand look at the devastation wrought by Hurricane Helene, which has killed more than 100 people as it unleashed damaging winds and unprecedented flooding in the states of Florida, North Carolina, and Georgia. Biden said there are hundreds of people unaccounted for after the hurricane.
There's nothing like wondering, is my husband, wife, son, daughter, mother, father alive? And many more who remain without electricity, water, food, and communications. His homes and businesses have washed away in an instant. I want them to know we're not leaving until the job is done.
Emergency responders in North Carolina were racing on Monday to try to reach people in need 3 days after Hurricane Helene ripped through the southeastern United States. In Port Sudan, which has been spared from the fighting in Sudan's civil war, churches have become makeshift shelters for many of the country's 11 million displaced residents, Henry Wilkins reports.
When Sudan's civil war started in April last year, those fleeing the fighting began arriving in the city of Port Sudan. The Church of the Virgin Mary opened its doors to the new arrivals. Basada Bushra Gorgeous is one of the priests at the church.
We try to find safe places for them to stay, whether here or outside Port Sudan.
Those who cannot afford to flee the country remain at the church, he says. According to UN figures, almost 11 million are now displaced as a result of Sudan's war. In Port Sudan and its surrounding region, 36,000 are forced to live in public buildings such as churches. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Port Sudan, Sudan.
A white South African farmer appeared in court on Monday, charged with the attempted murder of a 6-year-old black boy. That's after accusations he ran over the child with a tractor, breaking both his legs. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Christoffel Stoneman is charged with deliberately injuring Kwesi Yankees after accusing the child of stealing an orange from his farm. The case has heightened racial tensions in the Western Cape province. Sarah Bakamela is the cousin of Yankees.
I don't feel like this case must be taken lightly. I feel the state must do and the government must just make an example so that even the next person who thinks he went off, he still feels he can do the same thing, he must know that the law will deal with him duly.
Family members of both Stoneman and Yankees were present in the courtroom.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.